What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Young, Tipsy, and Black podcast, a podcast combining two of my favorite things, wine / spirits and music. I am Torrance, and before we get into anything, go ahead and like and subscribe to the pod, okay? Let the people know I'm doing some amazing things. Let people know that I'm doing something fantastic, really dope stuff. Okay, so what's going to be in my cup? Today, we will be having a Tempranillo. You can see here, I'm going to make sure I get it right in the screen here. A nice Tempranillo here. It is from Spain, right? That is the origination from Tempranillo. This particular one is from, it's a Californian one, yes. Semi-new American and French oak. That's what it say on the back. That's what they say. But at any rate, that's where Tempranillos are from. They're from Spain. And so this one is said to be a super fresh Tempranillo with intense cassis. It's cassis. That's what it is. And cherry aromas, full flavored and elegant. It will combine many styles of cooking in red meat dishes or simply on its own. It is said that the Tempranillo is high in tannins, a little acidic. And if we remember, tannins is like the bitterness that you kind of taste, like the drier wines. And you know, I love a dry wine. Love a little dry. And the acidity is like you eat a lemon and how your mouth waters as you drink it. Very excited to give this a taste to see what's going on with it. And excited to tell you what I'm pairing it with, because if it tastes the way I think it's going to taste, it's going to be amazing. So I already uncorked it because I was like, why do this? Oh yeah. I also love these wine glasses. They're massive. I think you can put the whole bottle in here, I think. Will I? No, but I did pour a lot. But like, look at this color though. This is like a really nice, rich, deep red situation. It's supposed to be very like fruity, like deep fruits. Like I think what cassis is, it's a black currant. And it has like, it's supposed to be very plummy, very dark berries, very dark fruits. You know what they say about the darker the berry, sweeter the juice. Let's see else if this is sweet. Let's see. It also says it's supposed to be a little leathery. Supposed to smell leathery or taste leathery. I don't remember the smell or the taste. We'll see. Hopefully, I'm not eating no leather. Yeah. It's doing exactly what it's described to do. It is, you know, I thought it was gonna be a little bit heavier, right? But it is. It's still pretty heavy. It's still pretty on the heavier side. But then you have, it's still acidic as well. Like, you know, like my mouth is watering when I sip it. It's very delicious though. It tastes very, very, very good. But it's like smooth still, right? It gets very like a smooth vibe to the taste. It's not something that is like, you know, slaps you in the face. It's still good. I really enjoy this Tempranillo. I got this from the Trader Joe's, y'all. Y'all know how I love a Trader Joe's. So Javier San Pedro, shout out to your Tempranillo. It is good on its own. I don't need to make this with a dish at all. I don't do that often, but you know, good. All right, so what I will be pairing this delicious Tempranillo with is a project that the label put out for her, for them, I'll say, back in 1994. And she's already in the picture. She's already looking at us. She's already giving us her blessing. And it is Sade. Sade I do, but the band, particularly Sade. This project contains some of my favorites of hers, right? This is the best of Sade. This is what this one is, this collection of her work. But this has some of my favorite songs on it. Just to name a few. Let's see, what's on song? Jezebel. Jezebel wasn't born. Yeah, with a silver spoon in her mouth. Yeah, and then you got The Sweetest Taboo. Is it a crime? Is it a crime? Yes, a word. Is it a crime that I want you and I want you to want me too? This is some, again, similar to how I taste this, right? Like it's deep, it's dark, right? It's not as heavy as I thought it was finna be. And that's kind of how her music feels to me. It is deep. It feels deep. You feel it, you all these things, but it's so smooth. That is so smooth that you almost forget what it is that she's singing about sometimes, because it's so damn smooth and so damn good. I'm very excited about this pairing because it makes sense. This is no ordinary love, no ordinary love. Yeah, this is it. This is the pairing that I was, this is a good one. This is gonna be a great one. After this is over, I'm jumping right into this, okay? We're jumping right into this. What am I doing? Am I supposed to be editing? Yeah, no, won't be. Could be editing to this. Might be too drunk. I don't know. But yes, this is a perfect pairing. I don't know. There's really not much else I can say about it. Love is stronger than Jezebel, right? I just, pearls, right? It's just certain songs that are just like, this just feels right to drink this with this. So get you a Tempranillo, turn on the best of Sade, and let's have a ball. Right? Now, usually I jump to my separate setup for the tipsy tea portion, but we're gonna stay put, okay? We're gonna stay put today because I don't feel like moving. This is a great spot. We got the Sade here. We're just gonna keep the Sade in the background. We're gonna keep Sade in the midst of us, okay? Even though the album is over here, we're gonna keep Sade right here. This is who we talk about. This is the girl of the album. This is the band. Sade I do, but this is the band and the girl of the album. Always. So what's the tipsy tea, right? Beyonce has released the Cowboy Carter album cover. And, you know, what I'm tired of is seeing y'all's think pieces. Because y'all be all over the place. Somebody talking about the country, somebody talking about artwork, somebody talking about this painting, some people talking about the conspiracy theory about this thing. Somebody ain't doing the math right because nobody's agreeing on anything. So I'm gonna wait for Beyonce to tell me what that means. Because y'all don't know what the f- y'all talking about. Y'all have no idea what you're talking about. Just running your mouth. But I love that people have their theories. It's very nice. Very cute. Beautiful gowns. But y'all don't know what y'all saying. So, I don't want to hear it. I'm done. I'm over it. But the album cover did come out. It's like half of the American flag. So it's like, she doesn't acknowledge the 50. You know, she's not, you know, is it united? No. And then she's riding the horse backwards. And so what does that mean? And she has a hair like this and she has a foot like that. Y'all, Beyonce ain't said nothing about this. I'ma wait for her to tell me. I'ma wait for her to let me know what's going on. Did my mic fall off? Oh no, I did, okay, great. Normani announced that she is releasing a single called 159, coming out April the 26th. Now, mind you, this is the end of March. And Normani, you're letting us know that you're releasing something at the end of April. And while that is a cute announcement, I don't know, girl. Maybe you should just like, because it's been a minute since you did. So the fact that you're doing this now and the way that you're doing it, I don't know. I don't know your team. I don't know your focus. I don't know what you got going on your side. But I would really just love a simple, you know, I want you to go on the talk shows. Talk about the album. talk about what people can expect, talk about what people can do, whatever. So go on the Jennifer Hudson show, go on, what's her name, Tamron Hall, go on her show, you know, go on Drew Barrymore, talk about it, girl, go on Drew's show, go on anybody, Sherry Shepherd, go on all the talk shows, talk about what it is that we should be expecting. I would like to hear it. I would like to see it. I do. I do. I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing what you got to say. But I don't know. We'll see. I don't. Let's put a drink to that. I poured such a heavy glass. Damn. Nicki Minaj and her husband were ordered to pay $500,000 to a German security guard who they allegedly beat his ass backstage back in 2019 at one of her shows. And they broke his jaw. And the guy, the security guard, I guess, filed the lawsuit and they just ignored it. So the other day, an LA judge was like, yeah, y'all ignored this lawsuit this man just sent y'all a while ago. So now y'all have to pay $500,000. What a payday. Because this happened in 2019, and then in 2024, that's 5 years later. That is, if that ain't a word, I don't know what it is, okay? You put it out in the universe, you don't know when it's going to come back for you. You know, when the good is coming your way. Because you know what that man is owed? $500,000, period. He working security backstage in Germany. Guess what he got on his way? $500,000. That's beautiful. What a time. Now, it ain't beautiful that he broke his jaw. That's wrong, and that's all these things. You know you can't say nothing bad about Nicki Minaj on the internet no more. Because people be showing up at your houses and your jobs and trying to destroy your lives and being weird. Y'all, the Barbs has been doing some weird things. Now, not all the Barbs are weird, but there are some of y'all a little unhinged. And I get it, right? Some of y'all screws is a little loose, just like, but like, you know, I'm just telling y'all the facts, but it's also just very much like, yikes. Flo Milli released an album called Fine Ho Stay. What a title. And the project is great too. Good hood bop, love a hood bop, love a hood jam, we love it. I loved every second of it. It's good. I'm gonna be playing that this summer. It'll be in the summer mix. It'll be fantastic. Have no complaints. It'll be great. When we talk about Sir also released, you know, the artist Sir also released a project called Heavy. Now that's extremely smooth. And the themes are deep. The lyrics mean something. I love a meaningful, thoughtful ass album. People ask about, oh, where the R&B dudes at, where the guys at that's putting out the good R&B stuff. Sir is. So go on and tap into him. Go on, let him know. Go on, let the people know that you listening and you locked into certain things. Because this right here was great. This right here was very, 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 very good. I will be listening to this project consistently. It will be in the mix. It may be in my top plays of 2024. Who knows? But again, very good. If you're looking for a good R&B male artist who is giving you, and it's smooth, like the features are good, the instrumentation is good, the lyrics are good. Like it's just, it's damn good. It's very, very good. This is sort of music adjacent, but I had to bring it up because I went to go see this show this past week. This past week, I went to go see Alvin Ailey downtown Los Angeles at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, and it was fantastic. They always end on Revelation, which is like Alvin Ailey's like staple piece. And so that's always beautiful to watch and to experience. But there was one, the first piece that we saw, right? Because they had two programs. The program that we saw was it was titled Are You In Your Feelings. I wish I had my program. I don't know where it's at. I must have said it somewhere I ain't supposed to be. But it was called Are You In Your Feelings. The answer, yes. I was indeed in my feelings. It was so good. It had music from like Kendrick Lamar to Jasmine Sullivan to Lauryn Hill to Maxwell. It was sensual. It was funny. It was entertaining. It was engaging in a way. Like, I was locked in the entire performance. It was so good. That one stuck with me. Like, it was, I don't know. It was so beautiful to see blackness in that way. Like, black people dancing in their freedom and their, you know, they're doing these ballet poses. I don't know the names. I wish I did. But they are, you know, they're locked in. They're doing it. And it is so sensual. And their movements are so flow. Oh, it was so good. They did a short stint in LA. Like, it's like a 4-day thing where they had a couple shows a night on the weekends and like every day, you know, for like, it was like 4 or 5 days they had it out here. But it was so good. It was amazing. If you've never seen Alvin Ailey, like their company come and like perform, it was very, very good. Very, very good. So, music adjacent, but still worth it because, you know, it broke up my week, right? I was having a, y'all know, tough weeks, hard times. I needed that break within the day. It was perfect. It was exactly what I needed. Yeah, it was great. Was fantastic. So yes, I was in my feelings. What else could I say about it? I don't know. It was just fantastic. So if Alvin Ailey is coming your way, I say jump on that opportunity because it was quite engaging. It was very beautiful. It was beautiful because it was black as hell. School was black as hell. It was beautiful. So good. Yeah. So I guess that wraps up Tipsy T. We moving. I love that. Maybe it's the wine. Maybe it's the Tempranillo. All right. So we at the sip. Oh, goodness. Yeah. So again, the acidity had my mouth watering for a second. I was about to drink. Could you imagine? How embarrassing. No, I'm kidding. And I drooled in the middle of the podcast. Oh, my God. So this is a sip responsibly section. This is when I read people's embarrassing drunk stories. And then we talk about why it's important to sip responsibly, ladies and gentlemen and folks. With an X. Let's do this. Me and a few of my friends decided to have a Christmas party full to the brim, as most are, with booze. My 21st birthday was just a couple weeks ago, so I hadn't ever drank before. We started the party at 2 p.m. That's an early Christmas party. I do want to set it out there. I was reluctant at first to drink anything, but they egged me on, so I ended up trying some. One thing they had was a cocktail, which tasted delicious. And naturally, it was what I tried first. I tried it and decided, you know, maybe booze wasn't that bad. Fuck, it actually tasted and felt pretty good. So I decided to have some more and some more. You get the drill. You know, this is where you messed up, mama. Feeling in the spirit. Before long, my memory started failing me, though I remember a couple flashes that still make me shudder to this day. But according to a non-alcoholic friend at the party, I'm assuming a sober one, because I hope all your friends aren't alcoholic, because that would be a problem. I became moody and reserved, except for seemingly random bursts of happy and drunken energy. Alcohol is a depressant. A list of the worst things I supposedly did. I stood on the table and started dancing. That's not bad at all. I puked all over my friend's dress. Technical foul. I kissed one of my friends on the cheek. They were as if not more drunk than I was. So thank shit they didn't remember it. That's not that bad. Kiss them on the cheek. Love you, boo. Keep it pushing. You know, sometimes you get a little emotional when you're drunk. When you're drunk, you get a little emotional. Sugar, that ain't that bad. You all right, sugar. I puked again, missing the toilet I was aiming for and drench myself. That's nasty. That's two technical fouls. You actually are out of the game. Let's lock you up. You're actually out of the game. Great. Wow. Then I passed out, woke up with a fuck ton of a headache, vomit all over my dress, and an empty cocktail bottle in my hand. I never drank since. And rightfully so. If you're throwing up on your friend's dress and then you're throwing up on yourself, you probably shouldn't be drinking again. I imagine, right? That's what I'm thinking in my head. That's what's going through my head when I hear these things. So it's like, you know, and again, some of the things she said, like the worst things I supposedly did, I stood on the table and started dancing. Girl, you ain't lived until you sit on the table and started dancing. Raise your hand if you sit on the... Okay? Honestly, if you have not in your life stood up on a table and enjoyed your life, baby, I don't know what you're missing. I don't know what you're running for. What you running from? You about to have a good time. Get on that table. Shake that ass. Enjoy yourself. Oh my gosh. And another thing on that list that she listed, I kissed one of my friends on the cheek. On the cheek? You mean on their face? I don't know what kind of cheek you're talking about, but you kiss them on their cheek like this. That's just a, oh, hey, sugar, love you so much. Thank you for being a friend. That's what it gave, okay? You getting riled up about stuff that you shouldn't be riled up about, okay? You kissing somebody on the cheek, that ain't nothing. Okay, that's slight work. Now, the two times that you threw up on your friend and then on yourself, that's a technical fail. That's party fail. Take your ass on somewhere. You don't need to be here. We need you out of here. Amscray. I don't know what to tell you. That's kind of problematic. But again, when you 21, and I'm sure that drink was probably sweet. She said, oh, this is delicious. Booze tastes good. Because ain't no way you thought that at 21. Unless it has sugar all up in through and through that joint. So of course you had a headache. Of course you was vomiting because it wasn't good liquor. I'm sure that it's probably Burnett's. Oh, my God, today. Ooh, I still get nauseous thinking about Burnett's. Ooh, my goodness. That or like Smirnoff or like, ooh, all the vodkas for me. I know that during this pod, I will eventually have to try a drink with a good vodka in there just to like, you know, for the sake of equality and not leaving vodka off. But, I'm not looking forward to her. I'm not looking forward to that at all. But again, that's probably what they had here. Sounds like it. You 21, it's easier, it's cheap. You probably getting some cheap liquor that's going to tear. And she got her ass toe up. Again, dance on the table. Do that, okay? Let your friends know that you love them. Give them a kiss on the cheek. Love you, boo. Keep it pushing. Enjoy your night. But throwing up, you're out of the game, honey. Yeah. Under the jail? Yeah, where that belong? Yeah, get out of here. Amscray. Get out. So, again, this is all about sipping responsibly. And mother didn't. And, clearly, if you're throwing up and you wake up with a headache and vomit all over yourself and an empty cocktail bottle in my hands. Now, cocktail bottle, I'm thinking it's like a cocktail shaker, maybe? She had that in her hands. But what you had that in your hand? But maybe it was like an actual bottle of liquor. I don't know. I'm assuming this is somebody from another country, the way that some of these things was written. It was very interesting. But at any rate, y'all need to be sipping responsibly anyway. And you see what happens when you don't. It's plain and simple. Now, again, like I said, some of these things, she was being responsible. You dancing on the table, that's responsible. You telling your friends, hey, boo, love you, boo. That's responsible. That ain't too bad. Throwing up, though, is. Don't do that. You wouldn't be my friend too long if you threw up on my attire. You better find that toilet. That's what one thing I can't stand nobody that don't know how to handle their liquor. Handle yourself like an adult. Be an adult, okay? Be an adult. Handle yourself like one. Thank you so much. Throwing up ridiculously, blacking out, looking crazy, acting crazy. Absolutely not. Anywho. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Young Tipsy and Black Podcast. Clearly I'm tipsy. Please like and subscribe, comment, Let me know what you like, what you don't like. I don't care what you don't like, but let me know what you did like. That'll make me feel good. I need that. Like and subscribe, right? Send it to some friends. Let them know I'm doing some fun stuff here. I can't wait to expand upon this podcast and bring you some more fun things. So you'll want to subscribe. You'll want to know what I'm up to because I got some cute shit in the bag. All right. Thank you all so much. Love you. Peace.